This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
And assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it's been said by the great reformer back in the 1500s, none other than Martin Luther, love him or hate him, he was exactly right on the money when he said it scripturally. Interestingly enough, the quote that he came up with out of experience, testimony was, when you preach, either men are going to They're going to hate their sin, and they're going to repent before a just and a holy God, Acts 20, verse 21, or else they're going to hate you. Let me say that again. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that when a man preaches the gospel, because Charles Spurgeon rightly said that it's a preacher's job to slay sin, lawlessness, iniquity, anomia, Greek, okay? In saying that, either you're going to hate your sin and you're going to repent before God's moral law, Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24, or you're going to hate the preacher. And it's interesting, we see more of the latter than we do the former. And we need to get this straight. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose of course, bringing it to real life experience. We don't talk outside of experience because Paul said in the book of Romans that I dare not speak of those things that Christ Jesus has not wrought through me, though we believe his word. You guys all know Alinsky tactics, those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Demonize the opponent and associates by any means and all means, even fabricate. Lie to the people. Tell big lies. Repeat them until they are believed. This is Alinsky tactics. Create division. Blame other people for problems on the opponent. Use intimidation. Incite violence. And the way that you do that is remove the law, because you know as well as I do that when the law is enforced, you have peace. But when you rule by force, you have war. And that's exactly what you're seeing through oppressive measures, through corruption today in your country, America. But the Alinsky tactics are use intimidation, incite violence, use supporters to engage in violence, use supporters to engage in violence, I said. Use select polls and inflated boasting to fake greatness and power. And I expose this on a 24/7 basis on this radio show, folks. We're played 24 hours, 7 days a week. This all coming from none other than Saul Alinsky himself. We all know who his disciples are, the disciples of hell, the minions of hell. We know who they are. We know their tactics. And when we go to John 10:10, we understand who these people are. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, in saying that, we judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7 as well. And if we fail to do what the Lord commands, then we're going to end up confused. Read Daniel 9:4. Daniel 9:24 when you get a moment. And I'm saying this all for the purpose, friends, that when I was getting gas this morning, I walked into the gas station. And as I was walking into the gas station, I seen four or five guys sitting in a circle talking about the bone that was thrown to them through the state-controlled narrative. And let me remind you, the state-controlled narrative that not a one of them would confess to believe. But they were talking about what's going on concerning the Trump administration, Syria, and these unconstitutional wars that are taking place over in third world countries once again. America, show me in the Constitution where it's our job to attack these countries at will. And isn't it interesting, America, the same talking points. And I said this after I left the Ronald Reagan Museum in California last month. I told you that Donald Trump is using the exact same talking points, exactly verbatim, as Ronald Reagan. Let's make America great again. Let's do this. And I'm going through there and I'm chuckling because of the brutishness, the stupidities of the American people that fall for it over and over and over again. So going back to these guys that were sitting in this gas station, they were all talking about how Russia's for Syria and America's may end up going to war with Russia and China. Boy, does that sound familiar, America? And interestingly enough, I heard one guy say something over to another guy, and he said, yeah, I know that. Well, wait a second. You're listening to the same narrative that you profess that you don't believe. You decry the media. But when they tell you something, you say that you know. What you know is the lie that fell from the table onto the floor that you picked up and ate. And furthermore, you wonder why you're confused. I want to tell you why you're confused. You're confused because they're confused. And those in the media are just doing what they're told to do. They're just reading the teleprompter regardless if it's true or not. Because after all, they've got to get paid and they got to take care of their families regardless of what they're throwing on the American people, which is ignorance within itself. But America, how does this work? You know these politicians, by the way, these politicians that are now getting it down around Donald Trump that are agreeing with him. Like most of you Americans that say, you know, we just don't agree with those people over there on the left, those Democrats. Again, as if to suggest there is a left or as if to suggest there are Democrats. We have one Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, right? See, but it's interesting to note that these are the same politicians that are agreed with Donald Trump that have been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Now all of a sudden, because Donald's doing it, see, America, you haven't figured out the tactics of your enemies. And see, interestingly enough, again, friends, a good cop knows the mind of the criminals. And you know, as well as I do, the way to detect counterfeits, friends, is to study the real ones. That's what the FBI does when they find counterfeit bills. They study the real ones. It's as if I use the analogy of you always show the deviation of a crooked stick by laying a straight one next to it. Of course, that's what the Word of God does. That's what the Constitution does. And what's been coming out of my mouth the last 3 and 4 days is, America, I am for the law. If you are for freedom, then you are for the law. And if you are not, you are not for freedom. It's that simple. Our military is for the law, are they not? I mean, how many of them are 6 feet under the ground today, paying the price to give us the freedoms that we have? But most people are enjoying the freedoms at the cost of those that sacrificed through their lives, through their bloodshed, without even realizing that they're partaking with those that they fought against. In so many different ways. So how is it that when we come back to America, just listening to this conversation this morning, nobody believes what the media has to say, 21% approval rating, but for some reason or another, they're all sitting there talking about what was told to them by the state control narrative. Just a confirmation and a reaffirmation of what we were talking about yesterday, friends. What we're going to do when we come back is we're going to get this straight, because this is craziness going on in this country, and we're going to go over to Amos 6:3. You that put away the evil day, you cause the seat of violence to come near. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in, stick to topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com. and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which, for what it's worth, that is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. And you can also check us out on our Facebook, which is BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean. Again, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, no doubt. I was just saying during the last segment, friends, how people, again, they decry the media for not telling the truth. They decry these corrupt politicians for still being free to commit crimes against we the people on another day, as if to suggest, America, that that's someone else's job outside of yours to do so. And if they are not doing their job, not saying any names, Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, then you know what? Maybe it's time to remove them, folks, friends. And replace them with people that will do their jobs. We don't need more laws. We need good men enforcing the laws that we have. Capiche? Follow savvy, get it, dig? Cool. But going to Amos 6:3, you that put far away the evil day. Oh, that'll never happen. Never happen in our day. You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near. Do you understand what is being said here? You that push it off without dealing with the people, which God commands. I just read all the way through Ezekiel. I'm starting now again Jeremiah, which is one of my favorite books. And interestingly enough, folks, it is the voice of the Most High God speaking specifically to America. I mean, if you were to put America in place of Jerusalem, Judah, so on and so forth, I'm telling you what, folks, he is speaking to America today. You want to know why? He's bringing forth judgments upon this nation because men are not valiant for the truth. They seek not to execute justice and judgment, because if you did, America, he said that he would pardon it and that we would remain and he would not remove us. But because Americans fail to keep his commandments and his statutes, his ordinances to keep and to do them, friends, namely his judgments, this is why America is in trouble today. Because they're just leaving it up to the corrupt politicians to rehearse and to repeat history, just as to what took place during the last administration, the administration before that, the administration before that, the administration before that. I mean, folks, just think about this. The same talking points that were being used under George W. Bush are the exact same talking points concerning what's going on in Syria now, concerning weapons of mass destruction. And I'm thinking of this, and it's just like, Lord, I get it. I totally understand. I totally understand why you said not to pray for that people anymore. I totally understand. To those that know, and to those that know to do good and do it not, he declares them and defines them out to be a wicked people, and they are a wicked people. Because they are the ones that fit to a T, Amos 6:3. You are the people that put far away the evil day. You cause the seed of violence to come near by doing nothing about the issues at hand. By doing nothing about the issues at hand. I want to go forward a little bit and begin to tap into what we're going to be talking about today on the show. Because what I'm going to highlight proves the point of this scripture in Amos 6:3 to a T. Concerning the likes of George Soros and the groups that he funds. They're not dwindling down, friends. They're flourishing. And why are they flourishing? Because good people do nothing. That's why evil prevails, said Edmund Burke. That's not exactly how he said it. He said evil prevails because good men do nothing. That is exactly right. But how far would you take it when asking the question to those that call themselves good to allow the evil to prevail as to how good really are those people? You can't really agree with that in so many different aspects, because if they were good, they wouldn't allow it in the first place. But most Americans are allowing it. Now, I know, and it's been said, and we've talked about this before, about how there's a silent majority out there. You know what? A silent majority sits down and allows these things to take place in this country. And that's the silent majority. Keep in mind, it's the silent majority that are the greatest advocates to the murder of children in the womb. Just keep in mind, the greatest advocates are the silent majority that allow the Supreme Court to enact whatever they want to enact and sit back and say, well, they said so, therefore it must be law. Just keep in mind. It's the silent majority that are sitting back and doing a whole lot of nothing, but allowing the small portion of those criminals that you call liberals or the leftists to do the things that they do. The silent majority is responsible for homosexual marriage in this country. The silent majority is, in fact, responsible for everything that is lawless in this country. In the eyes of God. That's a fact. Because either you're an accomplice to commit the crime, or you're allowing those that are committing the crime to do it at will. And again, friends, before God, all are guilty. All are guilty. You know, you talk to anybody that's on a frontline ministry like the one you're listening to right now, and you will hear the same things over and over and over and over again. When you speak to a crowd of people, everybody's agreeing with you. But when it's time to stand up and do something and protest 78% of you, Protestant has meaning. Protestant, guess what? They're lucky to get one or two people to stand up in front of abortion clinics. But I'll tell you where you will find, again, going back to the majority, the silent majority, you'll see them at the football game. You'll see them half-painted purple and half-painted yellow in Minnesota with horns on their head. What that says, and painted on their bodies, that says, go Minnesota Vikings, go. You won't see them protesting this corrupt suit called the governor in the state of Minnesota.
You won't see them protesting the likes of Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota, who's a known enemy. By the way, folks, if we're talking about law, because I'm for the law, let's talk about the law. He swears in on the Koran. The FBI reports that when he wins the 5th District, all of a sudden, for some reason or another, Keith Ellison, the guy that swore with his hand on the Koran, a bunch of Muslims are going up and down in the Capitol building shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But where are the silent majority? Are they protesting Keith Ellison? Are they dealing with Keith Ellison? No. They're letting these corrupt politicians in the state of Minnesota, in every given state throughout our union, to go ahead and do with a free hand what they will. And then furthermore, like what we've just seen a couple days ago concerning, I believe it was in the state of, here, just hold on a second. I just want to make sure what I'm telling you is exactly what happened, so we don't hear any of those, well, Bradley, you didn't give us the exact stat. You didn't give us the exact this, that, or that, or that. You know, it's like, I appreciate you guys because you sharpen my message big time. But Alabama governor who attacked Trump for sex comments resigns over sex scandal. He resigns. And guess what? America gives him a pass. So why are our children under attack? Because the silent majority sit back and do a whole lot of nothing. Here, let me get to the silent majority in just a couple moments, friends, but keep that in the back of your mind right now. The silent majority, okay, that the conservatives love to pump up. Well, there's a silent majority. There's a silent majority. There's a silent majority. Yeah, there is a silent majority, and I'll tell you what. They are a bunch of cowards because instead of protesting, they cowered in the face of those that they complain about. And again, they are the ones that are responsible for putting away far the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near. They are. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to understand first and foremost, we're talking about none other than George Soros, who is a Nazi war criminal. And he's pretty crazy. I mean, you want to talk about radical for establishing, you want to talk about radical for an evil individual, a wicked individual, folks. It's absolutely amazing how many politicians in the United States of America that he actually supports. And you should probably ask yourself the question as to what's going on behind closed doors. Did you know that George Soros, he worked for the Nazi Party in Hungary? He collected valuables from Jews that were sent to death camps. And during a CBS interview, he claimed his job with the Nazis was the best time of his life. Okay. He's also an international war criminal to certain countries that have enough common sense to call it for what it is and who he is and what he is. But we hear about this guy in the news all day long in America. We see him hanging around with politicians and funding politicians. But did you see the groups that he was funding, friends? I want to tell you something. These are the groups that are attacking guys like me that are calling them out for who they are. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay, so let's get back to this 1-866-582-9933. You that put away far, folks, the evil day and caused the seed of violence to come near. In other words, you don't deal with the issues at hand, and by not dealing with them, you're causing the seed of violence to come near unto you. And we're going to be talking about Mr. George Soros right now, who worked for the Nazi Party in Hungary. Everybody knows who this guy is. He collected valuables from Jews that were sent to death camps. This is the guy that's warring against America. This is the guy that funds groups to war against who we are as a people. He said America is the stumbling block to the New World Order. Just wanted to share that with you. He, via a CBS interview, George Soros claimed his job with the Nazis was the best time of his life. Everybody knows who George Soros is in this country. Oftentimes you'll see him hanging around politicians like the Clintons, like the governor of the state of Minnesota, who we understand also funded Mark Dayton and others' friends all across the globe. But what I wanted to do is, you know, I kind of wanted to highlight all of them that call themselves the silent majority. You are the ones personally guilty for drawing the seed of violence to come near unto us because you don't deal with criminals, especially known criminals. And what happens when you don't deal with crime? Well, they flourish. For a moment, we know that the end of sin is death, Romans 6, but the bottom line is they flourish. And they do the things that they do, and they get away with it. And then people stand back and say, why did they get away with it? Though I've highlighted over and over and over again on this radio show for the last 15, 16 years now as to why they do what they do, or in many cases, don't do what they're supposed to do, like the likes of Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa. And folks, Daryl Issa, I mean, the millions and millions of dollars he's making in government is just incredible to me. It really is. But why do they prosper? You know that saying, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Well, here you have it right here. Self-professed Nazi war criminal George Soros continues to go free and influence American politics and society. However, part of the weapon in the war against him is to openly identify those that he funds. Now, I know in many ways that I'm just wasting my breath right now. Because when I look at the past administration who had close ties with Soros, that foreigner, Barack Hussein Obama, it was interesting to note that he was busted how many times with the smoking gun in the hand of himself and his administration, and the American people didn't do a thing. They let him do it. They let him get away with it. Don't forget that. But for the sake of being faithful to my God and the people that have ears to hear and eyes to see, I want you to understand that both Soros and his Open Society Foundations provide funding directly or indirectly to over 200 U.S. organizations. And you better bet your bottom dollar not one of them fell to an IRS investigation. So let me go ahead and see what's happening in your country while the silent majority do a whole lot of nothing. I am for the law. I also want to let you know, we don't need to rewrite the Constitution. We need to reread it. We're not looking for a revolution. We're looking for a reformation. And the strength of the Constitution lies within the American people and their willingness to defend it, period. Don't ever accuse me of something that I'm not guilty of, because I will lawfully deal with you. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people that like to do that kind of stuff. But let's go back to this. What are the organizations that George Soros, who worked for the Nazi Party in Hungary, you know, and I can just hear some of you people right now just saying, oh, that just sounds so over the top. This is too radical. But you know, the fact of the matter is, you're right, it is too radical. And what's more radical than these criminals is the radical that call themselves the silent majority that sit back and do nothing about it. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. You're not valiant for the truth. And when you're not valiant for the truth, that is the nation that God will judge. One of the organizations that he supports, this Nazi criminal George Soros, Advancement Project. The organization works to organize communities of color into politically cohesive units while disseminating the leftist, if you want to call it that, the lawless worldviews and values as broadly as possible by the way of a sophisticated communications network. That's one of the groups that he supports. But let's go back and understand, I'm talking about this Nazi criminal and his Open Society Foundations that provide funding directly or indirectly to over 200 U.S. organizations. I mean, folks, you've allowed Planned Parenthood to do what they wanted to do. You've allowed the likes of ACLU, these communist organizations, self-professed communist organizations to do what they will do. And they see that, well, you're not really going to do nothing to us, but you're going to run from us in our lawless lies. So we're just going to keep advocating. We're going to keep pumping more out to destroy and upend the Constitution of the United States. Because after all, the American people ain't going to take the time to read it. And they sure, if they do read it, they surely aren't going to enforce it, because they don't want anybody talking bad about them. Air America Radio is funded by George Soros, Nazi criminal. Now defunct, this was a self-identified liberal radio network. Folks, the word liberal within itself is not bad. It's the redefinition of the word liberal that now makes it bad. You have been re-educated. Liberal means good, to give out. Folks, it's not meaning lawless people. And see, again, this is how they re-educate people, is they water down words, they redefine words, they create words. Just look at the new dictionary today, friends. You'll be shocked in many cases as to the definitions that they're giving to words. Matter of fact, I did a study on words, when I was, this is some time back when I was doing a lot of high schools, and interestingly enough, I noticed that they watered down words that meant the most to us. So I'd look up the word like love, and you look at the 1913 dictionary and the definition of the word love, now you'll see it means lust. For example, I have it right in front of me. Here is love in 1913, Webster's Dictionary. A feeling of strong personal attachment induced by that which delights or commands admiration. This is 1913. Love in 1998, intense affection for another person arising out of kinship of personal ties, a strong feeling of attraction from sexual desire. Untrue. The modern definition of love in 1998, Webster's Dictionary, lines up exactly with lust in 1913. Do you not see that this is an inversion of the definitions, friends? They're redefining words. And that's why it's a good idea, if you do not have a Webster's 1828 dictionary, get one. Do yourself a huge favor. And be careful of modern translations. If you go back even 50 years in the United States of America and you look up in these words in the dictionary compared to what they were concerning our founders during the Revolutionary War and when they established this country, folks, they are oxymorons. They are directly contradicting one another in definitions. Just wanted to highlight that. Al Hack, this Nazi criminal George Soros funds. This NGO produces highly politicized reports, papers, books, and legal analysis regarding the alleged Israeli human rights abuses committed against Palestinians. Okay? Folks, they're doing this. They're allied. It's an alliance of hell. But I just want to say, for the record, my father told me that it will be disannulled. And by the way, the government is upon the shoulders of his son, Jesus Christ, not on the shoulders of a bunch of men who think they rule the world that call themselves the elitists. Just for the record, just setting the record straight. And for all of you criminals that are listening to me, why don't you go ahead, all you elitists, why don't you take the time to go ahead and read Psalm 2 and tell me how that works out for you? Or corruption in government, because I say this, kiss the son lest he be angry. In other words, you best meet him on his terms while you have the mercy and grace bestowed upon you to do so. Because when you're gone, you are gone and there is no turning back. Just wanted to share that with you. Another group that George Soros, this international Nazi party criminal, funds in America is Alliance for Justice. Notice these names, too, by the way. Best known for its activism, vis-a-vis the appointment of federal judges, this group consistently depicts Republican judicial nominees as extremists. As extremists. I didn't know. Let's just set the record straight real quick here. I didn't know that there was like a constitutional version of a Republican extremist or a rightist. I mean, either they're obeying the law or they're not obeying the law. But this is, again, how they redefine and they create division within to divide and to conquer. Okay? And don't get caught up on the Republicans being the good guy, because that's how they lead through opposition. Just like they are today with the present administration. Look at all the support he's garnering, friends. Everybody's giving him a high five because Donald today is showing his allegiance to those that got him in power in the first place. Now, all those that you believed hated his guts in government, they're all on his side now, America. You fell for it. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to call in, please do. Hey, friends, after this show, I don't want any emails. I don't want any texts. I don't want any Facebook comments. I want you to call in on the radio and call me out for what I'm telling you that is amiss in any sense of the word. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hey, folks, I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show between 2 and 4. There's 88 radio shows out there, and you've made us the number one show on Saturdays. And during the week, friends, we ride on second and third place all day long. And again, that's because you are making that happen. Thank you for the listenership. We totally appreciate you because we know without you, we can't do this. We're not that stupid, okay? Folks, if you want to call in, now's the time, 1-866-582-9933. Interestingly enough, we're getting off-air phone calls. I'm not going to take them. And it's also interesting to know, friends, I want to tell you also what I deal with. I have people that want to share information with me, but they want me to do it for them because they don't want to give up their identities. Wow. Wow. Talking about George Soros, the war criminal, worked for the Nazi Party in Hungary, collected valuables from Jews that were sent to death camps. This is a fact. Via CBS interview, he claimed his job with the Nazis was the best time of his life. You can go online and watch him say that. We're talking about what happens when the silent majority remains silent. And we're also talking about how these people are responsible for Amos 6:3. You that put far away the evil day, you are the ones that caused the seed of violence to come near. Because you are at length, through apathy and tolerance, breeding the very people and organizations that you decry. We're talking about the groups, both Soros and Open Society Foundations that he funds. He directly or indirectly funds over 200 United States organizations. Again, let me remind you, America, he is an international war criminal. Just so you know, he funds Advanced Project. I'm going to go through some of these names. Air America. Remember that one, friends? Al-Haq. All of Us or None is another one of these organizations that he funds. Alliance for Justice. Pay attention to the names and or the acronyms, friends. America Coming Together. Folks, when they're doing just the exact opposite. Soros played a major role in creating this group, America Coming Together, whose purpose was to coordinate and organize pro-lawless voter mobilization programs. And you have seen his effectiveness through the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and his little minions through voter fraud during those two cycles majorly. But by the way, friends, this has been going on a long time in this country, long before Soros was allowed to do what he's allowed to do today by the American people. Another group, America Votes. Listen to the names. These are funded by Nazi criminal George Soros. America's Voice is another one. This open borders group seeks to promote comprehensive immigration reform that includes a robust agenda in favor of amnesty for illegal aliens. But notice the name again. America's Voice. Oh, it's America's Voice. No, it's not. They're redefining the definitions once again. They're re-educating. If you're looking for re-educating camps, just look to the public school. Just look to colleges, folks, because the colleges are far worse than the public schools are. You want to look to the re-education camps? Look to the conservatives and look to the professed church in America, friends, because that's exactly what you're getting for the most part. Another one of these groups, American Bar Association Commission on Immigration Policy. Funded by none other than George Soros, the Nazi criminal, who's given a free hand in America to do what he does today because of the silent majority that are causing the seed of violence to come near, friends. He is flourishing in his ways because the silent majority are remaining silent. Did you also know that this war criminal, George Soros, funds the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union? I mean, as if to suggest what they do to people, they actually have the law standing behind them. No, they don't, in so many different cases. But if they got enough judges they can pay off, I'll tell you what, you're going to get the impression that whatever they're doing, it must be right because, after all, they know better, don't they? Here's another one. And by the way, friends, I want to tell you something. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm fed up. I'm frustrated, and I'm passionate about the truth. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the enemies. Why? Because as David prayed in Psalm 119, Lord, they have made void thy law. It's time for you to work. It is time, and he is working. America Votes. American Bridge 21st Century. This is all funded by none other than war criminal George Soros. American Constitution Society for Law and Policy. Notice the name. Notice the names. American Constitution Society for Law and Policy. Listen carefully. The Washington, D.C.-based think tank seeks to move American jurisprudence to the left. Again, we're all ruled by law, folks. Not by the left or the right. We're ruled by law. American jurisprudence to the left by recruiting, indoctrinating, and mobilizing young law students, helping them acquire positions of power. You better bet your bottom dollar. Those that are corrupt have been placed without a doubt. Or they just sold you out. Here's another one. American Federation of Teachers, funded by none other than war criminal, international criminal, George Soros. American Immigration Council, American Immigration Law Foundation, notice the names, American Independent News Network. These people have badgered me, they have dogged my trail, and they have bit on my ankles for the last 15 years, and only to find out, of course, friends, Too many people out there have their head in the sand to know that these organizations are funded by the likes of George Soros, a Nazi war criminal, an international war criminal, over 200 of them in America. American Library Association, the American Prospect, Amnesty International, Applied Research Center, Arab American Institute. How does that work? That's like oil and water. That's like black and white. There is no yin-yang, America. Aspen Institute, Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. In other words, hey, we want to reform. We want to go back to who we are. Barack Hussein Obama, he promulgated that lie during his campaign, and when he was on the presidential campaign, that he wanted to get back. He wanted to reform. Folks, when he did, just the exact opposite. That's what these people do. Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, Bend the Arc, a Jewish Partnership for Justice. Wait, whoa. Wait a second. George Soros worked for the Nazi power or party in Hungary. He collected valuables from Jews that were sent to death camps. Let's go back to that name again. Bend the Arc, a Jewish Partnership for Justice. If that was the case, George Soros would have probably been strung up a long time ago. See how it contradicts, friends? Black Alliance for Just Immigration. I'm tired of the color game. I really am. Read Acts 17:26 when you get a moment. Blueprint North Carolina, talking about groups that George Soros, the Nazi Party war criminal and the international criminal, who's funding over 200 organizations today to destroy the America that you know. Given a free hand by the silent majority that are causing the seed of violence to come nigh. Congratulations. Your enemies love you, majority. You silent majority. They love you. You just stay there, you little cowards, and you do a whole lot of nothing while everybody else is going to have to pay the price. You let someone else plug that hole in the Titanic, because these fools that are destroying your country don't realize that they're going to sink with the ship that they're blowing holes in the base of. And it doesn't need to happen. Brennan Center for Justice, again, Injustice America. Brookings Institution. The list goes on and on. Campaign for Youth Justice. Campaign for Better Health. Campaign Process, Campus Progress. Casa de Maryland. Catalyst. Catholics for Choice. Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good. And you better bet your bottom dollar, these groups that are receiving funds from the war criminal George Soros, you better know that they are doing what he is commanding that they do, or else he will, what? He will pull his funding. Center for Community Change. We don't need change. We need reformation, America. We need to get back to the old past. Jeremiah 6:16. Center for Constitutional Rights. Center for Economic Policy and Research. All these pleasant American names. Center for Reproductive Rights. Center for Responsible Lending. Center for Social Inclusion. Folks, you have been infiltrated. How come Donald? Hey, all you Donaldites. And every time he blows the trumpet, you get down and bow. How come he's not dealing with crime within, but he's so willing to just go out and do what the globalists would have him do? And he did it. And now they're all praising him. How come Donald's not keeping his promise by bringing forth the rule of law concerning corruption in America? And when are you going to get in America? Here's another one. Here, there's George Soros. Color of Change, Common Cause, Constitution Project, and the list goes on and on concerning international war criminal George Soros funding over 200 U.S. organizations here in America. And why? Because the silent majority do nothing.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.